Josie Carroll, who will be inducted into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame coming up in August, a well-deserved honor for a trainer who has, to date, saddled more than 800 winners in her career. And if she can pull it off next Saturday, she will earn a third victory in Canada's most historic horse race. And Josie is nice enough to spend a little time with us here this morning. Josie, really do appreciate the visit. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Josie, when we just played the race call, the stretch call of Edenwald winning the Queen's Plate in 2006, when you think back on that particular day and that moment when Edenwald crossed the finish line, what are some of the things that come to mind?
That was a huge moment for me. Growing up in Canada, this was such a showcase race for us. I mean, it's our version of the Derby. I mean, it's run for 160 years, you know, so it was really monumental, and it was a big moment for some owners that early in my career had taken a chance on me, so it was particularly nice to win for them.
Yeah, a very special moment, I'm sure. And just for people listening here in the United States, put into perspective what the Queen's Plate means to the racing industry in Canada.
Well, I mean, it's our showcase race. It's a race that the whole country is aware of. So, you know, in a sport that doesn't get a lot of attention or recognition, it's something that Canadians all recognize.
Yeah, they certainly do, and we can't wait to get back there. It was special for us to be part of that event the last couple of years. One thing that strikes me, Josie, is the pageantry that's involved with international races, and the Queen's Plate certainly doesn't take a backseat to anybody when you talk about the pageantry and the way that things come together before the actual race.
Well, I think it's something we're kind of losing in racing, is that old time glamour, I guess, so to speak. But you know, the fact that the Queen's representative arrives in the Landau with the horse guard, and you know, all that just makes for a very exciting day. The winning owner gets a telegram from the Queen after they send her a telegram announcing who has won, you know, that rendition of the plate. So it's very, very special, the history of it.
Josie, Tony Atiano, I'm also known as the Godfather here. I've heard a lot about you. I know a lot about you from a gal that worked for you for years. I don't know if she's still up there. I just wanted to ask. Scotty? I don't remember her last name, Josie.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Yes, the gal who used to work for you for years, she's from the UK originally. She had a farm in Ocala. I got to know her there. Scotty,
her name was Linda.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, Linda is her Christian name, but they all call her Scotty. I couldn't remember her last name. Is she still with you?
You know, I haven't seen her for many, many years now. I the last I heard of her, she was in Ocala.
Yeah, that's where I knew her from. She was a nice person and
You're dating
good people.
Yourself, Godfather. You're dating yourself.
Yeah,
I am
dating myself. But she said nothing but the kindest things about you, and that's where I became a Josie Carroll fan, so because you're good people, and I love what you just said about the old time stuff that they used to have, and they still do in England, where the Queen comes out to the races, and I mean it's wonderful. Here we're starting to lose a lot of that in a lot of aspects of American culture, though. I hate to say that, but that's the truth.
We are, and I think it really fires people up.
Absolutely,
you know, it fires the general public up. It just makes it a special day. You know, people come out dressed and hats, and
right.
It's just a different form of entertainment in a very casual world.
Josie, we talked about the first victory in the Queen's Plate with Edenwald and how special that was to you and to the owners. You came back again in 2011, won it for the second time with the filly Inglorious. Tell me about that day. What did that day mean to you and to the connections?
You know, she was an exceptional filly, and coming off her Canadian Oaks win, she just got better. You know, you know, we hesitated a little coming back with a filly in 3 weeks. But she just improved so much off that race that it seemed the move to go with her. Race day was very, very hot. I recall horses were all getting hot in the paddock. We had walked around there for a very long time. She was just so cool and collected. In fact, when she got bored in the paddock and tired of walking around, she put her head down and tried to graze on us in the middle. You know, just at that point, we knew she was going to run the race of her life when she was just so collected as everybody was kind of losing it. So, you know, to see her coming down the stretch and just dominate the way she did was very exciting.
We mentioned at the top of the interview that you will be inducted into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame in August of this year, and a well-deserved honor. Congratulations on that. Tell me about getting the news that you were going to get into the Hall of Fame.
You know, something as a kid coming around the races you'd never in your life have expected to happen. I just find it a huge honor, and I really appreciate you know, the people that have put me in there.
When you were growing up thinking about getting into the horse business, were there people that you looked up to and said, you know, maybe someday I can have my name mentioned with them, and those people are now in the Hall of Fame?
You know, when I came around the racetrack, growing up, it was just all about the horses and all the people. I think the horses were my heroes. And then I came around the racetrack, and, you know, I was fortunate to work for two Hall of Famers. Mac Benson, who trained for Winfields, was one of the first people I worked for on the racetrack. And, you know, I did a couple of years with Roger Abfield. So two tremendous trainers that helped mentor me. And it's such an honor to be, you know, have my name beside theirs.
What are some of the things that you took away from working with those two trainers who are so outstanding that you're still using with your operation today?
Mac Benson was tremendously, tremendously organized. And I found everything flowed so well in his barn. It kept everybody working there happy because they always knew what they were going to do. That was one of the big takes from his barn. And then Roger's just such a canny horseman. You know, he's such a details-oriented trainer. He doesn't miss anything. And I think you really learn to pay attention watching somebody like him because he never takes his eyes off his horses.
Do they call you, or how does that work when you get inducted into the Hall of Fame? Do they have somebody that you worked with call you? How does it work?
Tom Cosgrove, who is the representative of the Hall of Fame, called me, and it happens that I first met Tom when he was grooming horses for the Smythe family when I first came on the racetrack on field placement from school. So it was really great to hear the news from him because, again, he was somebody that, you know, that taught a kid that was coming around a few things about what to do.
Yeah, Josie Carroll is our special guest here this morning on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I should say Canadian Hall of Famer Josie Carroll, our special guest. And Josie, that does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It's pretty wonderful. I'm pretty excited.
Well, you should be. Let's talk about the two horses that you're going to send to the post next Saturday in the Queen's Plate. And I guess we'll start with the champion, Avies Flatter. Juvenile champion from last year, has been so, so impressive. Tell me a little bit about Avies Flatter pointing for this race.
You know, this was a horse that from the very beginning showed a lot of raw talent. I think we always knew we had something special on our hands. He just, whatever you ask of him, he just seems to rise to the occasion. You know, he did win at a mile and an eighth last year. I'm pretty confident he'll get the distance. And he's training very aggressively into this race.
How do you bring a horse up to a race like the Queen's Plate and make sure that they're going to peak at that one moment next Saturday?
Well, you hope you get it right, I guess. this particular horse, you know, after his two races in Kentucky, the timing was such that I didn't think we'd get another race in here that would fit in a timely fashion. So it's been a matter of training him into the race. But this is a horse that puts so much effort into everything he does, he kind of makes it easy. You know, he's worked a mile in 38 with no company. He's just that kind of horse that makes it simple. You tell the rider what you want this horse to do, and this horse just does it.
How about He's a Macho Man, son of Breeders' Cup Classic hero Mucho Macho Man, more lightly raced than AV's Flatter. Tell us a little bit about him.
I think he's my sleeper. he's had two races on the Tapeta surface, both of them around two turns, and won both. He had a race in Gulfstream that's deceivingly bad on his form. He hit the starting gate leaving there, banged the left side of his leg and body, and actually missed a month. So, you know, I think you throw that race out, this horse has done nothing wrong. Very different type of horse from AV's Flatter, kind of laid back. You got to ask him for everything you want him to do. But I think his style will very much suit this race. He just lays back until you ask him, and then once he gets in gear, he just rolls on.
If you could design the ideal racehorse to win the Queen's Plate, what characteristics would that racehorse possess, Josie?
I think it's all about temperament. I think it's both the horses I won the plate with were business on the racetrack, but had all together in the stall, in the paddock. They kept their cool, and I think when you're going into a mile and a quarter race with all the hoopla going on, I think how they handle it is key.
How do you keep your cool?
It can get a little nerve-wracking, but, you just keep going.
Complete this sentence for me. To win a third Queen's Plate would be?
Extraordinary.
There you go. Extraordinary. Josie Carroll, she is an extraordinary trainer. She is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, as we mentioned, coming up in August. And so sensational. Josie, before we let you go, when you think back on your Hall of Fame career, so many top moments, but if there were a couple of moments that will always stand out to you for whatever reason, what are those moments going to be?
I'll tell you, the first one was, oddly enough, not when Edenwald won the Queen's Plate, but when he was galloping back in front of the crowd, and as he came back, there was this wave of cheering that sort of swept through the grandstand, and it was such a moment of pure appreciation for the horse and what he's done. It's a moment that always stands out in my memory.
Well, Josie, we appreciate everything you've done as well. Keep up the great work. All the best next Saturday in the Queen's Plate. We look forward to being part of it again with our exclusive radio coverage that begins at 4 Eastern. And can't wait to get up there and look forward to seeing you as well.
Great. Thank you for having me on.